Native people from across the country gathered in a packed room for a Native American caucus meeting. The meeting is among 33 council and caucus meetings the DNC is hosting this week. Attendees at the Monday morning meeting included convention delegates, tribal leaders, and community members. It began with a prayer and land acknowledgement. Panel discussions were paused as special guests made appearances, including DNC Chair Jamie Harrison and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. The room was overwhelmed with excitement when Minnesota Governor and Vice Presidential hopeful Tim Walz walked in.
I hope this is a group that knows a little bit about us, because there's something in Minnesota we take very seriously at tribal sovereignty.
Walz, in brief remarks, acknowledged tribal sovereignty and the 11 Native nations in his state. Walz says tribal consultation is key when addressing Indian country issues, including economic development, education, and environmental and health issues. Before exiting, Walz recognized Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who's White Earth Nation. He says if the Harris-Walz ticket wins in November, it's also a win for Flanagan, who would become governor. DNC Delegate for Arizona and Gila River Indian Community Governor Stephen Roe Lewis is among those excited about both the Harris-Walz ticket and Flanagan's next possible leadership role.
Of course, she knows firsthand how important tribal sovereignty is, how important it is for that state-tribal partnership as well, that if we elect Governor Tim Walz as our next vice president, Vice President Kamala Harris as our next president, but she would be the first Native governor of a state and also the first female governor of the state of Minnesota. It's amazing.
The Native American Caucus continued with panel discussions, including on the topic of the Native Vote 2024. The caucus will meet again on Wednesday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.